5 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports, violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Tucker Carlson, I appreciate you coming into the studio. It's been a lively discussion and debate. And congratulations in the last 4 years on getting kicked out of the dinosaur media and having a top alternative news site so that the mainstream media, even bigger, begs you back to Fox News. So you've gone to an actual large audience now.
They're so nice and so straightforward. And I have to say, I have had the best time here. I did not expect to come to the Alex Jones Command Center. But I'm so glad I did. This has really been a
good. What do you think it would be like? People in camo and paranoia?
I had no idea. I was having breakfast, I told you, with one of my friends who said, "You got to meet Alex Jones. He's a great guy." And I said, "Really?" He said, "Trust me. Next time you're in Austin, you got to meet him." And then all of a sudden I had a trip to Austin, and I'm just so glad
I
came.
Too bad we don't have time to go out to eat because you're busy going to go out there and shoot wild hogs.
Sorry, you've got an overpopulation problem.
You do. They're eating the baby deer. They're running out in front of the cars. Oh, they're omnivores.
Wow.
So they chase down deer and eat them.
That's horrible.
They got to like 1,000 pounds.
Well, I'm going
to
go slay some.
Huge tote. Yeah, slay a lot of them. Here is an InfoWars environmentally sensitive tote bag.
Awesome.
Okay. And
I
then,
hope
and
it's hemp.
And then look what's inside. We have the Wake of America blend coffee.
Oh, dude.
We have a Fall of the Republic about our Lord and Savior Barack Obama.
Thank you.
We have a come and take it cap you can wear when you're out on the ranch.
Wear this with pride or without pants.
Listen, here's even better. This is a camo hat. Oh. Here in Texas and InfoWars, don't tread on me. Now you're officially...
I'll actually wear that as I shoot your pigs.
Absolutely. You are now officially a right-wing extremist.
Dude.
You?
Love it.
All right. Anyway, it gets better. Navy SEAL manufactured bottle breacher, 50 caliber bullet made by Navy SEALs, 1776 worldwide. You're now in the 1776 skull.
So cool. Thank you.
I'm just jealous. I'm not...
Can I get this on a plane, do you think?
Absolutely. It's not a live bullet. I mean, I wouldn't put it on when you're carry-on. You know them. And then here... on InfoWars.com, because there's a war on for your mind shirt. But listen, that's not good enough for you. We have the new Molon Labe. What size are you, large?
Large.
I think these are extra large.
Probably extra. You know what? I'm trying to be clear.
Hey, how about one for your wife? We have the new gold foil.
She will love that.
Okay, what size is your wife?
She's small.
Guys, can we get a small women's Molon Labe? InfoWarsStore.com, folks.
I'm gonna throw her
serious
name
product.
Hey, the second I get home.
Oh, my God, can you imagine? Can you imagine the ladies in the gold foil?
We may have a fifth child because of that.
I mean, like it's like a glittering target.
Like, that's awesome.
And like, they have like gates, like at a horse race. It just opens and you just run out.
Dude, I may breach those gates.
Literally like a greyhound chasing the rabbit. Now, these are pretty small. They're athletic fit.
Ooh,
your wife must be petite if that's a medium.
She's a runner. Yeah.
All right, you don't think she wants a small?
Mediums, probably.
Okay, good. Okay. Because I think it looks like a small. Okay, there you go, sir. There's a bunch of other goodies.
That was so fun. Thank you, Alex.
And look, there's some 9/11 truth propaganda, 9/11 chronicles.
I will keep it open. As soon as you have evidence, call me, okay?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the evidence in that 37-minute talk we did today.
Yeah?
I'm going to chop it full of Dan Rather saying it looks like dynamite. The cops saying, get back, we're going to blow it up.
Oh, well, if you've got Dan Rather, then I'm sold.
No, I hear you. No, I'm just saying. All I know is they've used it to take my liberties.
You know what? I agree with you 100% on that.
So, you're doing commentary throughout the week on Fox News. You have your own shows on the weekend.
Yes.
And then you're kicking butt over at Daily Caller.
We have 50 employees. It's great. When you're in Washington, you've got to come by. I hope you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got a great crew, but I've organically learned how to do all this. I need to pick up some tips because I know you guys break big stories every day.
Come over, I'll introduce you to our staff. They're hilarious.
Maybe I'll just send some of the crew up there and then never let them return. I'm joking.
Lunch on us.
All right. Tucker Carlson, next time you come down.
Thanks, Alex.
We got to twist Drudge's arm to come down and go shooting with us.
He's so fun.
We could have like a libertarian shootout barbecue.
I want to open up the Barrett behind you.
Absolutely. Well, you can borrow it and take a shooting today if you want. All right, folks. That's Tucker Carlson. News, your phone calls, a lot more coming up.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Say, Tucker Carlson, who I've been critical of in the past, is very charming in person. You just heard that hour-long interview with Tucker Carlson, and I'm going to put out a edited video, and by edited, he's not going to be edited, but I'm going to edit in, neurotically, with Rob Dew and some other people, everything I say being backed up. In a 37-minute interview we did today, right before we did the live show. And that's going to be out later in the week. But let me tell you, it shows a major sea change in media that somebody like Tucker Carlson would reach out to us about a month ago saying he wanted to come to Austin and go out to dinner with me. And then I said, hey, forget dinner. Why don't you come into the studio and we'll have a debate about a couple things in studio. We've got him on tape freaking out when he saw Building 7 in there on the screen in the TV studio. So this is a big way to reach out to people and a big way to expand the libertarian movement. And we talk about how the libertarians are taking over the Republican Party, how the Republican Party is trying to block that. I mean, we're talking about real solutions here. Obviously, folks, there is just so much news that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I got ready for the radio show at about 7 a.m. at my house today. that I don't usually do an interview right before my own show, so I kind of got blindsided by it today, having him on during the first hour. But there is so much news we're going to be covering. But what I want to do is I want to open the phones up to get your take on any of the big issues that are out there. As we learn that Obamacare, the IRS announced, as you know, on Monday, that indeed on their own website they will be taking money out of your bank account. They will be tracking you in the tax return with penalties and interest if you don't, A, get insurance, or B, pay the $5,000 fee. To me, that's bombshell news of the bombshell news. So I covered that Sunday. I covered that on Monday. Here we are on Friday. I'm back covering it. That's basically all I think about what upsets me the most. Why isn't there a move to repeal Obamacare going on here? You got massive layoffs happening. You've got it hurting businesses everywhere. You've got it getting rid of people with pre-existing conditions. You've got it doubling, tripling, quadrupling prices. It is such a nightmare. And if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. And I'm seeing it hurt people I know. If this thing still keeps going through, we already pay people pretty good around here. I mean, I pay them more than most people in media at their level. And, folks, when you get, quote, health care, you end up paying for at least half of it. And there's some pools out there and things, but a lot of my crew already have their health care. Or they're being kicked off of what they had, and it's going up. And it's going to be really hard to keep the number of people we've got and to keep folks at the hours they are. There's a big temptation to cut people and cut their hours so that you can have more people and not have to pay for the health care. Which should be one thing if the health care was $12,000, $15,000 a year, like it was on average just last year. We're looking at $25,000, $30,000for people a year. I mean, that's half of what some of them get paid or more. So if you're, quote, in business, and I'm not in business, I'm in media, but I have to fund myself, so I am in business. Most people in media don't have to do that. Most of the talk show hosts and radio hosts, they just have managers and handlers, and they just get a paycheck and go play golf all day. And I'm not knocking that. I'm in here in the guts of the operation from mail order in 1997 at my house, shipping out my first film to fund my operation. So I know what this is doing to the economy. I know what it's doing to our listeners. And it is the most monumental financial screw job tax I've ever seen. So I want your take on that. This story out of the Washington Post, I don't even want to show it again on TV, but it is the Al-Qaeda Brigade, and that is the Al-Qaeda Wahhabist flag. Syrian extremist amputate man's hand and live tweet it. And you can see, at least on my screen, for some reason it doesn't show up on your screen, you can see in the Islamic writing and the flag, that is a Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabian group. And they're saying they're even more hardcore than Al-Qaeda. So that's their new distraction, to say, well, it's not really Al-Qaeda. It's worse than that. The extremist Syrian group, deemed too radical even for Al-Qaeda, performed what may have been a Twitter first Friday, live tweeting the amputation of a hand. The amputation took place in a remote rural town of Maskana. Am I saying that right? In the northern province of Aleppo, according to a series of tweets posted by the account by a supporter of the extremist Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That's the Wahhabist group taking over. The first showed a photograph of a blindfolded man having his arm positioned on a table by fighters as a masked man wielding a sword waits nearby. Another man wearing a white robe of the kind favored by Arab Gulf countries. Well, I mean, come on, Washington Post. Those are Wahhabist flags behind him. Is reading a statement. A caption states that the blindfolded man is a thief who was asked to have his hand cut off in order to cleanse his sins. A second photographer is taken to the sword, is about to strike the hand while a burly fighter restrains the victim. A third picture posted an hour later shows the man with his hand chopped off, and there's video of it. And this gets everybody upset. What about throwing Christian, Orthodox, and Catholics, priest off of five-story buildings? What about blowing up churches, hundreds of them? They blew up hundreds on Christmas week last year. What about just a total siege with the West funding it and giving al-Qaeda so much money, they've now poured back into Iraq and taken over Fallujah. This is a total destabilization campaign, and it is outrageous. And meanwhile, I'm no fan of what the Russians are doing. I don't romanticize what the Russians are doing. But it is the State Department. It is George Soros. It is John McCain, the same guy going over and meeting with al-Qaeda. They're running around now saying that, you know, you're basically a traitor if you're not for the freedom fighters in Ukraine who are well-known actual neo-Nazis, you know, that do the Heil Hitler salute. We have photos of it. Major ministers doing Heil Hitler salutes, showing blonde-haired, blue-eyed God people firing lightning bolts out of their hands. That's up on Infowars.com in Paul Watson's article, U.S.-backed neo-Nazi party given key roles in Ukrainian government. And it shows McCain meeting with the very neo-Nazi leaders who we have photos of doing the Hitler salute, again, with Emperor Palpatine firing power beams out of their hands. I mean, the Nazis didn't, they had red curtains like these folks, but actual power beams? I mean, can you guys pull up Emperor Palpatine firing power beams, please? Let me say this. Politicians probably aren't good if their symbol is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman firing electricity out of her fingers. I mean, that probably shows these are crazed individuals. So there's Emperor Palpatine, I guess the leader of the Ukrainian right, you could call them. And if we go back to my computer, Paul Watson's article, we have the leader, U.S.-backed leader. How do you pronounce that guy's name? Oleh Taya Shambach, I can't pronounce these folks' names. I just have him hollering, Tiambach. And it says the confirmation that a U.S.-backed neo-Nazi party has been handed key positions within the newly formed Ukrainian government illustrates the fact that the Euromaidan uprising was a contrived coup d'etat and has little to do with freedom and democracy. Back in December, around the same time, the top U.S. diplomat, Victoria Nuland, announced the United States had invested $5 billion to help Ukrainians achieve a new form of government. Senator John McCain, with the party leader, how do you pronounce it? Oleh Tiambach, shared the stage, I've seen them all over the news, with him at the event during which McCain gave the United States blessing for the opposition revolt. The State Department is financing. And again, folks, what's crazy is they're going to open the borders up, let the EU come in and suck them dry and actually bring in all these foreigners, which will be anti-Ukrainian. But the public, who's sick of foreigners, will actually then go vote for a Nazi party, even though they will sell them out as well. And you got George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, involved. I mean, this is too rich, folks. The fact that both these leaders have been handed the reins of power following the ouster of the president just weeks ago, Nuland afforded them Washington's seal of approval, clearly reveals the United States' central role in the overthrow of the democratically elected government. He has a history of a banker, makes him the perfect candidate to assume the role of technocrat, selling Ukraine the IMF debt strategy. However, the Svoboda Party rise to prominence is even more chilling, given the organization's clear links to extremist groups and anti-Semitism. And it shows the top diplomat, Victoria Nuland, meeting with him. And here he is, the Nazi leader. And then down here he is giving the Nazi salute with electricity beams firing out. That this, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very interesting. Sieg Heil, U.S.-backed leader. Oleh, how do you say it again? Tiambach? Tiambach. Oleh Tiambach. Man, I got to see more of this party's artwork. Like, I mean, I got to tell you, I got to hand it to them. I've never seen anybody come up with that where they're firing electricity beams. But I guess Palpatines are blue-white. Theirs are gold power beam. So what does that mean? Maybe he got in a time machine, went to the future? No, it was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So maybe he's the trillionth grandson of Emperor Palpatine, and this is actually a Sith uprising. But I'm telling you, this goes with the globalists, how they fund Mecha and La Raza, the Hispanic supremacist groups. They'll fund the white supremacist groups. They'll fund al-Qaeda. They'll fund any radical group they can to take over. And And again, I'm not saying Russia's good either. It's just a complete disaster zone with George Soros running around captaining it. And then I've got right-wing neocon groups attacking me now because I'm not supporting George Soros. I mean, whatever. We come back, folks. What does John Wayne have to do with freedom? I'll tell you straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, my name is Lad Mandiola. I've been a loyal listener to this network for a while, and I want to apologize if what I'm about to say comes across as a sales pitch. A few years ago, I came across an incredible knife that amazed me. I took that great knife and made it even better with the patented Emerson Waved feature, and we call it the 599 Fox Karambit knife. Now, I'm not looking for you to buy anything. All I'm asking is to go on to our site at www.theultimateknife.com and click on our rotating banner that says free training videos. I'm confident that once you watch any of our free training videos, you'll see why this is one of the fastest and best one-handed deployable defense knives on the market. And if you're concerned, as I am, about legislation that's pushing to try to take away your rights to bear arms, then you need to watch these free training videos. Again, go to our site at www.theultimateknife.com. Again, that's theultimateknife.com. Thank you for listening.
If you leave me,
if you leave me,
I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back.
I won't ever take you back.
Girl, your memory.
Girl, your memory.
Won't ever haunt me.
Cause I don't love you. And I feel by that. I got some oceanfront.
You know, this happened a couple days ago on the 26th, and I mentioned it but never covered it. This is really a top story. And I'm going to do it here in just a minute and then take your phone calls. Google ordered to remove anti-Islamic film from YouTube. That is such a devastating blow for the First Amendment. I don't even know what to say, and that's out of Reuters. We're going to be covering that in just a moment. But first off, I think this is one of the best covers ever. We found an open source John Wayne photo, John Wayne and a lovely lady. And the cover of the new InfoWars magazine for the month of March, by the way, it's not even on the shopping cart yet. It's going to go up there in the next hour. You can buy it in bulk to give to your friends and family. Only way to get it. We don't even have subscriptions. Anybody who bought a subscription gets it for the next year. We're going right to bulk because that's more effective at cost. A big color magazine. Its cover's black and white. John Wayne, and it says, The War on Men. Doesn't that look good? The good-looking woman with the manly man? I mean, that's what it's all about right there. And that's what the ladies really want on top of it, even though they think they want a trendy or whatever that, you know, acts like a woman. The point is that God bless John Wayne. This whole thing is about the chemicals in the water, the food, how they're targeting men to sterilize us. There's also a bunch of Second Amendment news, but this is a theme-based magazine to give to men and women so they can understand the war on men. And so Gotta Love It is the new magazine, and it's got all the quotes by Douglas Wilson and by Thomas Hughes, Norman Mailer, John Wayne. I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people, and I require the same from them. Here's another one by Douglas Wilson. We live in a feminist and effeminate culture. Because of this, at best, as a people, we are uneasy with masculinity. And with increasing regularity, whenever it manages to appear somehow, we call for someone to do something about it. And the quotes just go on. Masculinity is not something given to you, but something you gain. And you gain it by winning small battles with honor. That's right. They don't want masculinity because men won't put up with being slaves. Men won't put up with being pushed around. Men like to operate, real men, with other men that are honorable and have proven themselves worthy in good society. They want a bunch of scallywag, backstabbing rats that think being a male, the new masculinity that MTV puts out is a thug. A stupid gangster thug that cheats people and is arrogant to everyone and disregards everyone. That's the opposite of a man. That's a thug. Then women think, I don't want a thug. I want an effeminate lapdog male. So the media pushes that. But then that doesn't satisfy women. Women, what you want is a real man. And, of course, all the studies actually show that. That's what women want, is they want a man. And, you know, sorry, trendies, if you don't like it, but that's why there's a war on masculinity. And this issue of the magazine, Expose It. Expose It. Can't even talk now. U.S. Postal Service giant ammo purchase. New update on that is in the article. DHS gun owners are seen as a bio threat. Bloomberg plans to disarm Americans. An integrated investigative report about his latest plans leaked on that. We've got the updates on the Duck Dynasty controversy. Many people are renouncing their citizenship. That's expanding. We have an updated report on that. Will no one challenge Obama's dictatorship? School shooting expert threatened. We got an update on that, on how the retired state police officer has really found the evidence that was staged. Ron Paul launches a clemency petition. BPA, and here's the articles on men. BPA lowering sperm counts. We tie the articles in together. We continue with GMOs hinder animal reproduction in animals as well as humans. Processed food lowers IQ in children. And then we just go through kill more babies to save the earth. And we've got 297 scientists sign a statement saying GMOs are not safe. Study finds BPA changes your brain. And then we've got the war on men that Watson wrote last week, expanded, that Drudge and others carried. 10 ways masculinity is under attack. And again, the reason we have this is there's so much digital media now, and we've dominated digital media. But a lot of people disregard digital media now to a great extent. But you give them a big glossy color magazine that you can get for like a dollar a piece in bulk. You give these to people, give them to folks at work and stuff, you're going to wake some people up. And it's got ads for the radio show. It's got Scientific American, Kill More Babies to Save the Earth. I mean, it's just got so many hardcore articles in it, great photography, great graphics. InfoWarsStore.com to get the March issue with John Wayne, the terrorist, on the cover.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, in my stack of news here, I have mainstream news stories reporting on streetlights that actually see through your clothes, that naked body scan you. And the way the media spins it is, oh, we're going to catch the terrorists with weapons. And the police worldwide are attempting to get governments to pass laws to make you hook your surveillance cameras into their network. And again, my issue with that is you can't trust the state in the final equation. History has shown conclusively that every time you give this type of power to the state, it will be abused. Here's Leanne's McAdoo's report, Man on the Street, dealing with the surveillance lampposts that are coming to a town near you.
New LED lights greeting the passengers at a Newark, New Jersey airport are doing a little more than just lighting the way.
They're spying on travelers before they even get to the security checkpoints. The lights are fitted with computer chips, cameras, sensors, and Wi-Fi antennas. They collect data that can help detect suspicious activity or aid in police investigations. We reported on these spying streetlights in 2011 when Illuminating Concepts promoted the capability of IntelliStreetlights, which include energy conservation, homeland security, public safety, traffic control, advertising, and video surveillance. Using streetlights as surveillance tools has already been advanced by several European countries. Leaked documents out of the UK Home Office revealed that the British authorities were working on proposals to fit lampposts with cameras that would X-ray passersby and undress them in order to trap terror suspects. And it isn't just for street surveillance. These LED lights are also offering an alternative to Wi-Fi for your home and office. German physicist Harald Haas has come up with a data through illumination LED light bulb, where data for laptops, smartphones, and tablets is transmitted through the light in a room. Here's a patent for LED light broadband over the power line communication system. Now, considering the assignee is the Federal Law Enforcement Development Services, I doubt the end game is just upping your city's bandwidth. City offices in Minnesota installed these ceiling lights in 2010 to save money on electricity thanks to the energy efficiency of the LEDs, but the lights also transmit coded messages with the desks below, which will allow data to be transmitted over the internet, Wi-Fi style.
Now, while the Fourth Amendment affirms the right of the people to be secure in their homes against unlawful searches and seizures, people might be unwittingly bringing these spy devices right into their homes under the guise of efficiency.
Seemingly innocuous electrical appliances such as rice cookers and refrigerators are now being manufactured with Google's Android operating system and an internet connection. Of course, the suggestion is that these technological leaps are a good thing, but Google long ago announced its plan to direct targeted advertising through technological devices by using the ambient background noise of a person's environment to spy on their activities. The search engine giant filed a petition for advertising based on environmental conditions and describes using temperature, humidity, light, and air composition to produce targeted adverts. Google recently purchased smart thermostat maker Nest for more than $3 billion. Nest takes over the heating and cooling system of a person's home to direct energy consumption. Well, now the thermostats will be enhanced by Google to connect with the web. Google has made no secret about literally wanting to control your home, so now they're just making sure all of your appliances are equipped with this surveillance technology when they're ready to launch. Everything from Xbox to Verizon TV boxes have this technology that enables industries to peer right into your home and analyze your actions, conversations, and relationships. The terms of service for Xbox Live warn that a user should not expect any level of privacy concerning use of the live communication features, and to the maximum extent permitted by law, they may monitor your communications and disclose information about you. The most disturbing and worrisome Big Brother gossip is not that Xbox maker Microsoft was involved in the NSA prison scandal or that the console sits listening 24/7 for voice commands. No, the most startling revelation is Kinect's ability to map your shape in high def.
The new Xbox One can see your penis.
Now, these are just several ways that the government has already tapped into your home, but I haven't even touched on the smartest device that you own.
Your phone comes equipped with a microphone, camera, and tracking device that gives the NSA backdoor access to everything you do and who you're doing it with.
But no, I'm not talking about your phone. I've just been talking about light bulbs and thermostats. It should be abundantly clear by now that this has nothing to do with energy efficiency and innovation.
This is about a well-planned, well-orchestrated agenda for the complete transformation of America. Educate yourself on every aspect of this agenda so that you can learn how to fight this takeover attempt.
And on simplest terms, vote with your dollars by refusing to buy into this smart technology.
Leanne titled that street surveillance. She did another report with a man on the street asking folks about that because they're putting them in Austin. We'll air that report coming up after we take some phone calls if we have time. But what an incredible report. That's real journalism. If you're a radio listener, everything she said, she showed government documents or news articles. including how they have the light bulbs that communicate with your computer. I've been telling folks about that for 6 years. I first saw it in MIT Magazine, then the Associated Press, and they have national news shows that make fun of me and say he claims that light bulbs are watching you. And it's just a complete denial while all of this is openly happening. By the way, she gave that headline, Street Surveillance. I want to take that video that aired on the Nightly News last night. I want to post that on Infowars.com as the top story. And it needs some bombshell headline. And then link under it Steve Watson's article that came out last night. A link to his article about You Heard It Here First. Laptops, Xboxes, and more are watching you. We need to have her video and then that article under it. Some of our best stuff breaks in the evening, and a third of the people read stuff in the evening and at night that read it in the morning and during the day. And it's frustrating because I want to societally turn this back. I mean, that's so horrible what you just heard and so over the chart. I don't even know the headline to come up with that's bad enough to describe what we just saw. Total, you know, special report. America 1,000 times worse than 1984. I don't know, naked body scanners on the streets, 1,000 times worse than 1984. I mean, that's the problem. When you're faced with sensational developments, and these companies spying on everything you do illegally, outside of law, using the data to corner the market, to surveil you, to cheat you. They use customer databases to charge you more online. They know if you have more money or a surfing history. So when you go online, suddenly the prices are higher because they know your algorithm and what you'll pay. Amazon can ship your package before you order it with 100% certainty. That's mind control, folks. That's mapping the human brain. Every culture knew a 1984 scenario was bad. This is now beyond that. Toll-free number to join us. I want to hear from you on all these subjects. The subjects of Obamacare and how bad it really is now. The subject of the scanners on the streets. But look at these two articles. Reuters, and then there's another one out of the AP. Google ordered to remove anti-Islamic film from YouTube. I should add the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Now, continuing here, Google ordered to remove anti-Islamic film from YouTube. They also arrested the guy and put him in jail for a year. They claimed this video caused Benghazi, which had already been out for a while, the trailer, and was not connected to it. To make it like it was our fault, like free speech caused it. A U.S. appeals court on Wednesday ordered Google Inc. to remove from its YouTube video sharing website an anti-Islamic film that has sparked protests across the Muslim world. Well, now radical Islam will burn stuff and we'll do whatever they say. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. By a 2-1 vote, a panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected Google's assertion that the removal of the film Innocence of Muslims amounted to prior restraint of free speech that violated the U.S. Constitution. Yeah, they should sue that film company. And, of course, they wouldn't win. So instead, they're saying take the video down because it depicts Muhammad as a bad guy. Sorry, that's free speech. That's Western culture. And if you can take our right to do that, then everybody's free speech goes out the window, folks. I don't want to burn a Koran or a Bible, but you got to defend somebody's right to do it. Because once you give in to that, folks, once you get rid of the free speech, everything else follows. So extremely serious situation. The plaintiff, Cindy Lee Garcia, had objected to the film after learning that it incorporated a clip she had made for a different movie, which had been partially dubbed, in which she appeared to be asking, "Is your Muhammad a child molester?" So they're trying to claim that's the reason they're going after it, but it sends a free speech chilling statement. In a statement, Google said, "We strongly disagree with this ruling and we'll fight it." Chris Armetta, a lawyer for Garcia, says she's delighted with the decision. Ordering YouTube and Google to take down the film is the right thing to do. The controversial film, billed as a film trailer, depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a tool, as a fool, and a sexual deviant. It sparked a turn of anti-American unrest in the Middle East. with Muslims, Libya, Egypt, and other countries. And it goes on to say the outbreak coincided with the attack on the U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi. Our law permits even the vilest criticisms of governments, political leaders, and religious figures as legitimate exercises of free speech, the company wrote in response to the ruling. Now, if you don't think that's an outright attack on free speech, look at this next article right here. Associated Press. Remember all over the U.S., you're not allowed to wear American flags because the illegals see it as offensive? AP. Court. School can ban U.S. flag shirts for safety. See, if your free speech doesn't make it safe, if somebody makes threats, we give in to them, and your free speech is banned. Officials, not public servants, at a Northern California high school acted appropriately when they ordered students wearing American flag T-shirts to turn the garments inside out during Mexican Heritage Celebration, Cinco de Mayo. A federal appeals court ruled yesterday. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Same folks that said you can't have that video. Said that the officials' concerns of racial violence outweighed students' freedom of expression rights. So see, the La Reconquistas, Mecha La Raza, Hispanic Ku Klux Klan groups, they don't like the American flag, so you can't wear it. Administrators feared the American flag shirts would inflame the passions of Latino students celebrating the Mexican holiday. Live Oak School in San Jose suburb of Morgan Hill had a history of problems between white and Latino students on that day. Now, I'll tell you one thing. You go out on Cinco de Mayo, it's Mexican flags everywhere. Mexico, Mexico, La Raza, Plan of San Diego. And Plan of San Diego is to kill all whites under the over the age of 16. And we've gone up and interviewed folks and said, what does your shirt mean? It means we're going to take over and we're going to kill you. And the media is like, oh, how sweet, how good, kill the gringo. And, you know, I'm just sick of it that our government and our media fosters this and pushes this as much as they can. Because it's all part of the balkanization of this country and is thoroughly disgusting. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Average Joe in Illinois, his take on Ukraine. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Worldwide broadcast.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I just want to talk about these neo-Nazis that I've been hearing about because I've been following the Ukraine situation ever since the riots started happening. They started getting really serious. And I was watching it on RT live on the Internet on YouTube, and they had a live place where you could actually talk, and I saw a lot of anti-Semitic comments, a lot of people saying, you know, Jews get out of Ukraine and stuff. So I just want to get your take on what these guys are wanting to do now.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. The globalists will use any group they can to break a country down. So they'll try to turn all the Hispanics into, quote, La Raza, for those in the race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. They will go in and look at the demographics in Ukraine and say the majority of people are anti-Slav, anti-Russian, and were pro-Nazi during large parts of World War II. We will fund the right-wing groups to take over. And they'll double-cross them in the end as well, just like they'll fund al-Qaeda to go in and take over Syria. So it's total balkanization, total destruction is the plan. But you're right. It is. I see that all over the place. I see it on comments on InfoWars about, you know, quit defending the Jews, Slavs, and, you know, all this, Alex. You know, get behind the Ukrainians. And it's just like, I'm not taking either side. I'm just pointing out our State Department is behind this. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you on that. I totally agree that the U.S.-backed protesters are in line with the EU, and I totally believe that if the EU gets control of the entire Ukraine, then they're just going to bleed them dry. And
well, that's their plan. That's what the EU does. I appreciate your call. Jeremy in Kansas. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Hey.
I'd like to discuss two things. Maybe let's deal with the historical thing, and then we'll talk about Tucker Carlson. I think we should see this, whatever's going on in Ukraine and plus Syria, as an extension of the Gladio networks from the post-World War II era that did false flag bombings all across Europe, and also a combination of that with the Irgun and the Haganah and the Stern Gang of the early terrorists that helped conquer
Israel.
Palestine.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not screening your caller. You want me to screen your call right now? That's really weird. And his phone hung up. Or maybe that's the dramatic thing, like we hung up on him. I never get that. It's like they call in and they say, I want to discuss this, and they start talking, and then they hang up. Are you back?
No, Alex, can you hear me?
You got call waiting or something? You want to pick up that other phone?
No, can you?
He's playing some kind of game. They use terrorist groups to set up all these new states. I mean, that's true. Let's go to Bill. We only got about 50 seconds. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, Bill Moyers last week had Mike Lofgren on his show. And, you know, there's a lot that I don't like about Bill Moyers, but occasionally he has some good stuff.
Oh, he does, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike Lofgren wrote a book called The Party's Over. You can look up about it. But his entire presentation on the show sounded like a script from Alex Jones. I mean, word for word. The only thing he says, it's not a conspiracy, but like you, he says it's all out in the open. So
yeah, Bill Moyers exposed shadow government, COG, government narcotics trafficking back in the 80s. But then they jerked his chain in the 90s and stuff, didn't do much good stuff that I saw. Stay there. I want to hear more about this, Bill. Don't hang up. We're going to come back to you, then Michael, and then Ryan.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. Last day is today to save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You come on, flat top, come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he won, holy roller.
All right. right, we're talking to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, I'm going to write this down. My pen wasn't working. Now I've got it working. You're saying you watch Bill Moyers, and there's a book out basically describing how everything works called The Party's Over. And it basically, you said, sounded just like my show on PBS in an hour-long presentation with Bill Moyers.
You're right. L-O-F-G-R-E-N. So he had him on. He did a breakdown of what he calls the anatomy of the deep state. In other words, we look at Washington, we think it's broken. But the military-industrial complex is smoothly going along. Democrats and Republicans are voting for the NSA, for all of this NDAA, all of this stuff that is taking away our liberties. And he also points out how Obama is in the pocket of Wall Street and the big banks. It was excellent.
Well, we're going to get him on. The party's over, and I guess he just basically says both parties are controlled. Well, this realization is happening. That's why we could have Tucker Carlson in here and him basically say, I agree with almost everything you say now. Over there on the TV end, this hasn't aired yet, he goes, I've got to say, you're pretty much right about everything now, and I can't believe it. I must be going crazy. And so what's happening is it's safe now to admit how much trouble we're in, and I think that's a very, very positive thing. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, one other thing, that, and I'm going to throw this out, Alex. You've made a comment here several times over the last couple of weeks that the Earth revolves around the sun. And I'm going to ask you where you go in the universe, at what fixed point, to prove that. In other words, I'm a traditionalist. I believe in Scripture, and I believe that God's creation, namely the earth, is the center, not the sun.
Well, you can say that that spiritually the earth is the center of our reality. I appreciate your call, but they're able to land lunar landers, Mars rovers, send probes to Venus, probes to Mercury, and it's all to certain feet. With radio telescopes, with measurements, we know that the planets orbit the sun. And my point in bringing that up is that one in four Americans don't know that the Earth orbits the sun. And I understand there's a lot of stuff out in the Kuiper Belt that has an elliptical orbit and the rest of it, but I understand people not believing the system so much that they throw out established science that, look at how they say it's established science that man-made global warming's real when it's been a proven fraud. But I don't go to the extreme then of thinking, the Earth is flat because the establishment's been caught lying so much. Now, we've got Michael in Oregon and Ray and Scott and Mark and Ivan. You guys have a lot of great questions. And you know what? I got a guy coming on who'll be able to answer your questions. He'll talk 30 minutes about Ukraine, and he never got to finish when he was on 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago about the World War III plan. I think he is one of the smartest, most informed guys out there. So we'll talk about that the first 30 minutes. We're going to go right to him next segment. But then I'll open the phones up, free for all, so you can talk to Joel Skousen. I'm told we got good audio on a Skype today, so that'll be fantastic because I love having him in studio. Now, please don't forget we're listener supported. We have the new Molon Labe women and men shirts with the Greek helmet, with the crossed M4. 223s and the victory wreath, the best Molon Labe shirt out there, our best seller. We now have the gold foil for women in a women's design, all made in America. InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank you all for shopping with us because that's how you fund us. We are listener supported. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great tasting cup.